My thanks also to the Cotswold players in Stroud and their invitation to their open day last Saturday. It was a day when you could go and see just what stage the Cotswold players were at in their complete refurbishment of the inside of that little theatre of theirs. As I'd seen it years ago, both from a backstage point of view as well as being a member of the audience sitting in its tiny gallery, I was interested to see just what they were up to, and my goodness, what a change there's been. I mean, imagine now a raked auditorium floor, steeply stepped right to the top at the rear of the theatre. Even though the work is still underway and the place looks like a building site, you can still imagine what it will look like eventually. But oh, what a transformation and what a lot of work they've taken on. John Rosselli is the chairman of the Cotswold Players.
Yes, we've had a very, very busy year. We started with the building of the orchestra pit in January so that we had an orchestra pit for our production of Cabaret. And then once Cabaret finished, we stripped out the theatre with the members dismantling seats and helping to dismantle the balcony. We've dug out footings. We've put in thousands of yards of cement. We've built walls. We've moved doorways. And then the contractors came in and dry-lined the walls and built the raking for our new raked seat auditorium. So yes, it's been amazing. The members have given thousands of hours. We've had working parties quite a number of weekends, and on Tuesday and Thursday evenings every week, people have turned up regularly on a regular basis, have taken projects over for themselves, or they've just come to sweep up or to make coffee or to tidy up or to do whatever had to be done. So yes, it's been quite a year for us.
Because the last time I was here, you had that little balcony. Well, it still had the vestiges, really, of the old chapel that it used to be.
Yes, and after a chapel, it was actually a cinema for a short while. But the balcony, well, we felt it was unsafe. There was some discussion at Stroud District Council whether they would continue to give us a licence. The staircase down from the balcony was a nightmare. And there was very little that we could do about it without actually removing the balcony. So the decision was made after a lot of discussion amongst the members to go for a fully raked seated auditorium.
And my goodness, it is fully raked. I was staggered when I walked in by the orchestra pit there and looked up. The rake goes right up, presumably, to where the balcony used to be.
Yes, it goes to the back seats of the balcony, so we've used the full auditorium. We've lost a few seats, but we think that it's given us such a really nice, intimate feel and a very modern feel to a theatre, which will enable us to use it for all sorts of things now, not just plays that we do, but we're hoping to attract more touring companies. We've had visitors today who've talked about doing training presentations here, so we think it will give us much more use for the theatre and enable us to raise more funds to do the next stage of work that we want to do, which is hopefully to extend the wings at the side of the stage. And having given the audience really comfortable environment, we now need to give the actors some more comfort too.
Yeah, yes, knowing something of the backstage here at the Players. And my goodness, those seats are plush, aren't they?
Yeah, we think people have put up with old, uncomfortable seats for long enough. I mean, the seats when we bought them 30 years ago were second hand. Before every production, our theatre manager used to go around with a screwdriver and tighten up the screws so the seats didn't actually collapse on anybody. And we thought if we were going to do something, we would do it properly. So yes, the seats will be very comfortable, we think.
It must have been a very brave decision, though, to go forward with a project like this, Joy.
We've been talking about it for 8 to 10 years. We've been fundraising. The work that we've done has actually come from the Society's funds. We haven't had any grants at this stage, although we're applying for grants now for future work and a continuation of the work that we're doing now. It is something that has been discussed, as I said, over a number of years, and we decided that the time was right. There was some dissension in the camp, but on the whole, the membership were behind us and have supported us by turning up and working, so we know that we've got the full support of the membership. But yes, it was a brave move. It was really jumping in. When I took over as chairman last year, I said that I wanted more involvement from the society so that people didn't just turn up to audition for a part and go away when they didn't get the part. I wanted people to get more involved backstage and to learn new skills. What I didn't realise was quite what I was asking the membership to do and quite how much involvement I was asking them to make. But they've been 100% behind us, and the support that we've received has been stupendous. I can only say I'm really, really proud to have been part of this project.
But have you managed to keep up your own season while this has been going on?
Well, no, our season usually finishes in May anyway with it's usually a musical, April, May time, and then we close until September. We have lost the September production, but that's the only production we have lost. We're starting again first week in December with a review, and then we go on. Some of the work will continue to go on between the productions, but no, we've only lost one production, basically.
And it's going to open in December.
Yes, we've got a review called A Year of Three Seasons, a review which runs from the 5th to the 8th of December with a matinee. So we shall hope to have our audiences back in place very soon.
John Rosselli there, showing me around the Cotswold Playhouse in Stroud.